Biking Morro Bay by Outside Buddy. Sometimes you feel like going outside to play, but maybe you're not sure what to do or where to go. I know that feeling. So you know what I do? I go find one of my outside buddies. Would you like to be one of my outside buddies? Yay! Do you like to ride bikes? Me too. My name is Outside Buddy. What's your name? Invite your buddies to come along. Let's get our bikes out and go have fun. Do you like videos? Watch me biking Morro Bay by scanning my big thumbs up. Point your device camera at it and touch the bubble on the screen. youtube.com/OutsideBuddy. I posted extra content at OutsideBuddy.club just for you. Many roads lead to Morro Bay, whether you're coming from the north or the south. Either way, it's a satisfying and relaxing road trip, with gentle turns passing trees and natural landscapes. As we sway along with the car, we enjoy the journey as much as the destination. Breathe in that cool breeze at the window. Inside the Morro Bay State Park, there is a parking lot at the marina with a cafe, restrooms, and a nice walking path for observing birds in the estuary. From the road, you'll see cars can go through an opening in the eucalyptus trees. Would you like to see some boats? There's a whole bunch of them here to look at. Yes, that certainly is a lot of boats. Too many to count. There are so many different kinds and sizes. Which one do you like the best? Yeah, that's a nice one. Let's get on our bikes and go! Where does the bike path start? Back near the eucalyptus tree parting. It's a dirt path. Do you think our bike tires will do okay? I think so. You're good at riding your bike, so I think we'll do just fine. Oh, wow, look what we found. It's a museum. Do you think it's open? What time is it? The hours on the sign say open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Maybe we can ride up to the door and see what's inside. Be careful of the people walking. Well, that was fun to poke around. Down the hill we go. Look what's here at the bottom. He looks like a native who is a friend of birds. I think there's a beach down there, but there's foggy mist covering it. Yep, it's a beach all right. The path keeps going. Let's follow it. Be careful of the trees. They are really close to the path. Scratch that. They are actually right on the path. So we will have to let them be and go around them. There are a lot of birds here. I've seen white ones and black ones. Hey, look. It's a sign that tells us what kinds of birds are common here and what their names are. Yep. I saw one of those already. Have you seen any of these in the sky yet? We've made it out of the state park, and now we are in a neighborhood. Look at this zigzag sidewalk. How many turns is that? I don't know. It seems infinite, and so fun to ride. Let's do it. Look over in the water through the buildings. That boat left the marina, and look at it go now. What's this? Oh, a boatyard, for fixing boats. Well, it's nice to know where to bring your boat if you need a little help fixing it. Look at all this fog. Do you think the sun is going to come out? Good thing I wore my sweatshirt just in case it doesn't. Hey, look. There goes that same boat again. It's making its way out to the ocean, I think. Here's a nice park to sit. What is that? That must be Morro Rock. It was on the sign back there. Wow, that thing is massive. Look at the size of the boats, which are bigger than cars. Let's ride down to it. Go to the right, and we will keep on this path through the park. I think we can get down there on the next street over. How long do you think it might take us to ride all the way to the rock? It looks kinda close, but kinda far too. Huh. Look, another sign. We are on the right track to get to that huge rock. It says Morro Rock to the right, but it also says there's a park to the left. You want to see the park and see if it's a good one? Yay, me too. The park must be past these buildings. Let's go check it out. A shell shop? You can find shells on the beach for free, but maybe you need some real quick. Let's look in the windows and see what kind of shells they have. We found the park. Wow, this park is awesome. There's an octopus and a big ship we can climb on. I'm so glad we decided to come find it. But I'm still thinking about that huge rock. I can't wait to see it up close. Okay, let's go back. Look at it out there. It's so tall that the fog covers the top of it. Hey, look. People paddling in their kayak. That kayak fits two people. Cool. If one gets tired, the other one can paddle. But looks like they are both paddling right now. I think we are going to have to ride through all these shops and places to eat. We better be careful of the people walking. There's some kayaks stacked up right there. Maybe this is where they got their kayak. So handy here near the water. There's lots of people here at the shops. But here's a nice place to rest a minute near the flying turtle. Well, if you imagine it's underwater, it would be a swimming turtle, I suppose. Either way, he looks very determined to get where he's going. We are at the end of the shops, and here is a little park. What are all these iron things? Looks like they came from ships. That tall thing looks like an anchor. Yep, I'm pretty sure that's an anchor from a ship. Look at the bottom. Whoa! Check out this row of tables. I bet at lunchtime those tables get filled with people. Are you hungry? What kind of snacks did you bring? I have water, and I brought a sandwich. Look at those tall stacks back there. Let's go see. Even taller than I thought they were going to be. Wow. I wonder what they're for. Whoa, don't miss the bike path coming up on the left. Look how close we are to the Morro Rock now. See? It wasn't that far to ride to. Oh wow, I can't even hardly see the top of it anymore. I have to lift my head all the way back to see way up there. Do you see that kid playing in the water? He's looking up at it too. This thing is way bigger than I even realized way back there. I think we can ride around it if we keep following the path. You want to? Yay, let's go. Look how big it is compared to the cars. I think this has to be the biggest rock I've ever seen. How about you? Can you think of a bigger rock than this one? Lots of people ride bikes out to this rock. What do you think they are looking at out in the water? Let's go closer and see. But be careful not to get too close. You don't want to end up in the ocean with your bike. But it would be kind of funny, though. Oh, look. It's a sea otter. It's swimming on its back. And look there past it. It's a bird flying over the water. There's so much to see here at Morro Rock. I thought it would just be a huge rock. But it's also nature here, with lots of living things to see, too. Someone put a statue here. It's a woman and her children. What is she pointing up at? Looks like her coat is blowing in the wind, doesn't it? Maybe it's often windy here by the ocean, but we are lucky today because there's not much wind. Let's keep going. What's back here? We will have to squeeze through the rocks. Can you make it on your bike? I think it's wide enough. I made it. You can make it too. This might be as far as we can go, though. If we want to go any further, we will have to leave the bikes here and walk. There's too many rocks. But what's fun about rocks? We can stack them. Want to stack some rocks with me? I bet you're pretty good at balancing them. Let's try. The end. You get 5 stars for reading the whole book. Great job. Thanks for reading my book. If you enjoyed this book, and you have time, please consider leaving an honest review at your favorite online store. If lots of people leave good reviews, I'll be able to write more stories. Would you like to go on another adventure with me? Yay! See you soon. More content and adventures at OutsideBuddy.club.